A Shame and a Blessing, the Duffling Collection. The sun rose on a man with a shaggy gray beard in the middle of a lake on a boat that he steered. He baited his hook and he cast out with care, a shame and a blessing that no one was there. That empty lone lake, like so many morns before, he never once brought a fish back to his door. No one else fished that lake, not a soul anywhere. A shame and a blessing that no one was there. About to pack up to reel in and head back, when he felt a strong pull and he heard a great crack. A fin smacked the water, all he could do was to stare. A shame and a blessing that no one was there. The fish that he saw on the end of his line was 2.5 feet long, he swore at the time. He fought all he could, but in the end got nowhere. A shame and a blessing that no one was there. He rushed home to his wife to share the great story of the meter-long fish in all of its glory. He spared no detail about the fish oh so rare. A shame and a blessing that no one was there. In town the next day, he told all who would listen of the 5-cubit-long whale he'd hooked while out fishing. They hung on his words, not a tale could compare. A shame and a blessing that no one was there. How big that fish is today, well, I'm sure I've lost track. I last heard 8 yards, told to me 2 months back. With each telling it grows, and I say that's only fair. A shame and a blessing that no one was there.